So the goal always is to create impact, and information does not create impact. Action does. And in fact, that level of wording is the perfect segue. That's my opener.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We're leading a healthcare revolution by showing natural health and fitness experts how to become community influencers so they can build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, easily actionable expert branding and heart-centered marketing strategies so you can flood your practice with high-quality patients, building a healthier and happier community. And now your hosts, Angus Pike and Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Tony here from Adio Media, and we're down one. We're down, Angus, but I am joined by a special guest and none other than Dr. Tony Ebel. So it is the Tone Show today, Tone. Great to see you, mate.
It's TNT time, man. We'll figure out what the N stands for in that acronym, but we got the two T's covered for sure, right?
We've got it, the two T's, the T squared, double tone, whatever you want to call it. We're toning up. It's going to be a great show because this is take two of the Tony Ebel. And for those listeners that haven't listened to the last one, it actually is our record-breaking most downloaded show, which is adiomedia.com/podcast/33. And not a coincidence there, the 33 principles. And we had a rocking show last time with Tony. And what Tony went through last time, for you listeners that didn't see it, was how to attract people. How do we fill our practices using Facebook, using social media? And he went through some strategies of how you do it, Tone, to get 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people every month to turn up to a workshop to hear the message that you've got to share. Then, obviously, from that point on, we've then got to deliver the goods. And that's what I wanted to go into today. I wanted to pick your brain. We've got a room full of people. What's the go? Do we need to start with the end in mind? How do we get that to convert to actually helping people, getting your hands on people in your case, to actually have a healthier community? So I'd love to dive into that today.
You got it. Yeah, that's exciting. You know, we've been working on this. You guys have been helping me, and I've been blessed to get on this podcast and share. Had a blast last time. That is quite cool that it's number 33. Didn't even think of that to that. But yeah, there's three elements, right? To stick with that number. There is get them to sign up, you know, get them to show up, and then get them to sign up, you know, and come into the office, right? If we keep it on that Perfect. Front end, I know there's a follow-up component of that for sure that we've been working on too. But yeah, this is the next step in the cog. It's like, all right, you succeeded with everything we covered last time, and you've got this room full of people who truly want to be there because they want to get something out of it. So that's the equation you got to really fill in from there. So yeah, let's get after it.
Let's get into it. So, you know, starting with the end in mind, I think is a concept that, you know, Angus and I talk about quite a bit, which is we don't want to be just putting stuff out there willy-nilly. We need to have this overarching view of what's going on. You know, we don't want to be running workshops just for the sake of workshops. You know, we need to have this idea of, you know, what is the goal of having 30 or 40 people turn up to a workshop? You know, is it that we're just delivering great information? Is it that we want people to sign up for care? Is it that we want to help our community? What is it? So I'd love to know, what's your overarching kind of goal with this? And then we can get into a bit of nitty-gritty of how to actually...
Great first starting point there, my man. That is crucial. If we skipped over this, nothing else would be near as effective. Because, so for me, it's one word. And if this resonates, listener, you know, write this down and, you know, embed it, right? If you're driving or walking or running or whatever. But, you know, the word is impact. And I'll get you to where I'm at with that through a little story that involves another one of our favorite humans, right, Tony, which is David Jackson, my partner and mentor and all this.
Indeed.
See, I had committed from the very beginning of my practice to the filling the room. I put, as we shared on that other one, you know, I used to just use radio instead of Facebook, you know, and driving traffic to the workshop. So I've literally gone 10 years and never had a problem per se of putting butts in seats in the room. But those first couple of years, I certainly had the common subluxation of most chiropractors that I closed the room like an infinite pansy. Like it was horrible. I mean, like I have a fun little video parable or whatever that would be one time where my closing was basically just like 3.5 hours of me spewing science on them and thinking they would love that so much. And then I would run as fast as I can off of the stage or the front of the room and like hide in the bathroom and hope that they would become new patients. Well, that wasn't very impactful, right? Not for them or not for me. So the short of the story is I got a hold of Jackson. You know, he's the king of workshops, and he had this, remember, his ADHD and ear infections workshops, and he got on the phone with me. This is far before Epic and all of us working together, and he asked me that question. He said, all right, nice. You got traffic and you spend money and you're good, this, whatever. But like, how much are you helping those people by just sharing information with them? And I was like, well, I think they really like it. And, you know, there's applause and it's like the golf clap, right? And he goes, you're not. Until you achieve, so I guess one more thing to write down if you can take notes as you listen to this podcast today, face down. Those are the two words he metaphorically drilled into my brain that night. I'll never forget it. One of those moments I can picture in my office on the phone talking to David, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. So our goal is to make impact. The action step they need to get the impact from chiropractic is to be face down on our table. And if you adjust face up, fine, modify it, you know, but you know, at the same time. So to get them there, they have to sign up. So the goal always is to create impact, and information does not create impact. Action does. And in fact, that level of wording is the perfect segue. That's my opening. It doesn't really matter what I'm talking about, perfect storm. I will tell them point blank up front, look, you are here at this workshop. You are going to get a lot of information. We're going to share science. We're going to share research. We're going to share whatever we're going to share. And the information is nice and you'll gain knowledge from it, but knowledge is not power. Taking action on that knowledge and doing something with it is where the impact will come for your child or come for your family. So that's honestly the line, if you will, that I always, you know, interweave into my opening, because it is, you know, there's closing is a piece of cake when you open epically.
Got it. So you're setting the frame there as to what's going to happen potentially at the end, setting that up at the beginning. So there's an expectation, there's almost an arrangement or an agreement between you and the crowd, for a better word, to come to before you start.
Big time. And that exact arrangement and agreement is crucial, because that one little thing, which takes all of a minute or two, you know, or three if you're me and you like to interweave some stories at every element of it. But if you skip it, now you're going, let's see, those were A words, right? The agreement and the you know, the ability to do that in the beginning. If you skip it, now your apprehension and anxiety internally in your internal clock is going to be building the whole time to the close, because you'll know you won't have gotten that yet. So you have to kind of save it for this big finale. So yeah, that's crucial. That one little tweak, you know, out of everything we could talk about, that was it. To tell them right off the bat, you're going to get information. That's wonderful. It's not why you're here tonight. At the very end, I'm going to give you a specific action step that you need to take to get the value and the impact out of this information. So maybe 98% of our time tonight is information based, but the 2% at the end is all I really need you to pay attention to. I'll just point blank say that in the beginning, just to get them to be ready for that at the end, which sets it up to be more effective and much more easy on them and on me.
Yeah, it seems a win-win-win, isn't it? And because you know your audience so well, you've done the work on niching down. You know that the people sitting in front of you have a massive need. They have a massive problem that you are the solution to. Why wouldn't you offer that solution? In fact, why wouldn't you make it as easy as possible to offer it and make it as easy as possible for them to accept that offer? I love it. That's yeah, really good. And I think we can be that way ourselves, can't we? In that, you know, how many people are listening to this that you've read every book, you've listened to 28 podcasts, you're listening to this one. Information is not where it's at. There is no shortage of information out there. But action, absolutely. So make it easy for people. I love that tone. Now, you mentioned there, you said, you know, you used to spew science and just throw science at them all day long. What's your goal now? I mean, we know that people buy on emotion. And then back it up with reason. Is that what you base it on now?
Yeah, it really is. You know, again, another kind of little S cascade for you there. You know, we roll with story in the opener, right? So by the way, this is crucial too. This is a big part of that opening message, which again, if we just cover that, it would be the value of it. The opening story that I tell at the Perfect Storm or any workshop isn't mine. Right? Isn't that so funny how most, like, the worst is when somebody else tells you a story. When you're like, hey, can you email us in a CV or a resume for somebody who doesn't know you at all to come up and tell your story? Point being, the audience cares nothing about you. They're not there for you. They're there to get something from you to make their life better. So we start with story, an emotional connection and bond that we understand their story. So this goes kind of that previous episode where we really know their story because we're really tuned in to our niche and our community. We know what their challenges are. We know what information they already have. We know what they've already tried and hasn't worked. So I spend the first 3 to 5 minutes just straight emotional storytelling gut punch that says, we're here because we know your story right now is not the one you want and it sucks and you want to change it. So the story connection is the first thing out of the gates. Then it's science, right? So the first is emotion and then it's science and information. And we clip right through that. And honestly, if those are the slides that end up being skipped, so be it, right? You know, they're kind of the filler on the sandwich. But then the end again is the story. And so that's where I used to skip, again, the emotional story connection in the beginning and go, you know, right to science. And I've always closed the story, but it wasn't near as effective if I didn't start with story and then circle it back around and just make that closing and conversion so much easier.
And these stories you talk about, are they patient case studies? Are they, yeah, testimonial type of a story? Are they the same open and close, different stories? How do you go about that?
Yep. In the beginning for the perfect storm, you know, ADHD, if you're not familiar, that's, you know, our challenge of sensory and spectrum kids. It's a huge component of our practice with pediatrics, kind of our trump card, if you will, out there in our branding. And at the beginning, it's a general story, right? Because we just know this community so well that which is the perfect storm metaphor itself, is lumping that all together and making it a, oh crap, relatable metaphor and story. But there's even a little cheat code asterisk on that. We actually have them do an intake at our workshops. I have them fill out a 10-question perfect storm questionnaire. So I know exactly what the makeup of specific struggles are for that room. So because I can tell a perfect storm story like anywhere, anytime, that's my jam, but it's not exactly customized and tailored if it's general. So if a room of 30, 40, you still have to keep it kind of half general, half customized, but that intake form has changed everything because now, like for instance, you know, one I did in December, that's the middle of winter here for where I'm at. So there was a lot of remarks on there about how sick, you know, a lot of immune struggles and those sort of things. So then I was able to take the opening and some of the scientific elements and focus more on immune-based stuff and kids being chronically sick and always sick in that current time than I probably would or will in the July one, right? So there's, by having some intake process literally to the people who are in the room, you can tailor that conversation to them. So the opening story is, I literally have those forms and I'll go through them and, you know, summarize them in the beginning. And I know who I'm talking to because I've got their information right in front of me. That's a little tweak we made over the years just to give it a even more oomph.
Brilliant. Is that intake form done as they turn up or as they book in online?
We've done, if it's an in-person one, we just go and have them do it when they show up. We put it on, you know, like as a pop-up post-registration before, but not that many people did it, right? You know, register, they're done, they're out, you know, click through. But then flip side, through Epic and our National Wellness Foundation, which is really cool as we get all this research and other marketing data out there, we've literally, now I'm overthinking it, I believe we've had over 5,000 forms filled out by parents. So we've done it digitally. When we do a webinar, yeah, then it's, you know, a digital form that they fill out post-registration.
Yep.
And the way we did that one, this again, David Jackson, tech genius. I'm just the farmer reporting on this data right now. But we have, talk about knowing your audience, you know, 5,000 plus parent surveys telling us exactly what their struggles are, what they've tried, what they're looking for, and the software it's in literally prints out pie graphs and spreadsheets and everything else. So that's why we're able to be so effective with customizing and personalizing the conversation right from the opening, because we've asked, why are you here? You know, to be super general with it, but that's where the main stuff comes from.
Yeah, but it's all those little things, isn't it? Those little one percenters, if we call it in footy, the little one percenters that make the big difference of keeping an engaged audience. And I guess that's what I want to move on to now, Tony. You know, you've got this great audience. You know what their problems are. You've emotionally connected with them in the open. You mentioned a slide deck there. So you do use PowerPoint slides. Now, to customize that particular presentation to the people in the room, are you just sort of skipping over a couple of slides that might not be as relevant and then holding on to other slides as you go, i.e. you use the same slide deck for every talk?
Yeah, I do. And then again, this just comes from, you know, one of my other core themes that too many chiropractors, too many just folks don't do, is they just don't have enough consistency, right? I've been able to do this talk so many times that I can edit it on the fly, if you will. But yes, truly, I've done it before where, you know, I read the audience what they're really looking for, and I'll go into the keynote or PowerPoint and hide a few slides. And then also, you know, Illustrator put a little note in there and that says, hey, this is one that normally maybe I wouldn't expand upon so much, but because the audience here is really going to relate to this, tonight I'm going to expand upon. Again, the most recent example was that immune one. You know, a lot of times that's just the vagus nerve, neuroimmune. That's a big part of the perfect storm, but we're usually having more of the behavioral, the emotional, the sensory conversation in the perfect storm. Well, that night I probably spent 10, 15 minutes on the neuroimmune components. And there was so many aha, oh my God, I got to have that moment, you know, because you can read an audience during those times. So that's what we're really looking on featuring and going after. Another example of it in a different one was a lot of that room, a high distribution more than normal of that perfect storm room, there was a lot of adopted kiddos, right? Where there was a lot of fetal alcohol syndrome and drug abuse and emotional trauma into those kids' lives prior to, you know, getting into this family they're in now who's looking to help them. And so I went much further down that road, you know, on that conversation than I would if it hadn't shown up on the intake.
Yeah, it makes me think about, we interviewed Damien Christoph on the podcast a few episodes ago, and he was talking about exactly the same thing of master one talk. And a lot of practitioners, they have a yes. nutrition talk and a posture talk and a this talk. Yes, no, master one talk before you then move on to mastering the next talk. And it just it really does speak to that. And I think it just speaks to a general branding concept as well, that you're known as the Spectrum ADHD doc. That is your brand because that's what you do. And to stray from that would be actually seen as maybe a little bit kind of out of place.
Yeah, big time. The worst thing you could do is have your community go, now they're doing they did a talk on heart disease, now they're doing a talk on ketos, now they're doing a talk on ADHD, now they're doing a talk on global warming. You know, like it's just, and somebody, I get the easy, like, oh, this is, you know, this is the buzz, this is trending, this is what's there. Well, your community is going to read between those lines and go, well, they're not really about anything. They're just about whatever they think will sell for the short being. And then conversely, yeah, if they see like, oh my gosh, that's what that doctor, that's what that practice stands for. The, I don't have the right word for this, but the immense exponential long-term value you're going to get out of that is just, it's worth it. It's so worth it to stay the course.
Yeah, absolutely. That time spent. Sorry.
That podcast was good. Yeah, telling his story. He had some fun stories from his beginning stages of it too.
Yes,
like when he did switch the talk and then went back to that was a great podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question on that. What have you found worked lengthwise of your talk? Is this a 45 minute talk, a 30 minute, a 60 minute? What's the length of it?
You know what? This is a funny question inside Epic, because nobody gets more grief than me for talking too much, typing too much. You know, tangent. Tony the Tangent is my, you know, it's not Tony the Tiger, it's Tony the Tangent is my nickname. But I will tell you, so my answer here has to come with an important asterisk. It goes to what we were talking about earlier too. The crowd I am niched into of moms and dads whose kids are really struggling a lot and have been for a long time, you can feed them more information. They're more information hungry, therefore you can have more duration to your talk. And in fact, you need some depth to that audience because they have, through Facebook and through everything else, they've been told that everything from you know, this, that, and everything else would be the cure. So you got to get them some depth. Conversely, if I'm having to talk about ear infections, which is, I'm not making light of it, but compared to autism, it's, you know, piece of cake, right? Clinically, scientifically, everything else. I'll do an ear infection conversation for sure. If it's in person, can maybe flush it out for 20 to 30 minutes. Don't even think you need that. If it's online, it's definitely shorter. But our Perfect Storm ADHD sensory spectrum workshops, they'll go 60 to 75 minutes of me speaking. And then, you know, follow up questions, engagement after that. So it's about an hour and a half event altogether. But it's, again, just to double down, it's a unique audience, you know, that yeah, necessarily most audiences.
Yeah, for sure. Now, once we move through, I wanted to touch, you just mentioned there about, you know, questions and answers. You know, I've always struggled with, you know, the close. Do you do questions first, then close? Do you do the close, then questions, which means the close gets negated? How do you work it, buddy?
Oh, man, I should have recorded the last 4,700 Perfect Storm talks and just had somebody run the stats. I've tried it every way. I don't even remember which way is better. No, because you nailed it with that, right? So the one thing I can tell you, we'll go in reverse order. One thing I know doesn't work is to go, are there any questions? There are, yet there never will be. That is a death wish. Don't do that. Don't open it up for questions because they have them, but 90% of people aren't comfortable, you know, asking them in a group. And the 10% who are will never shut up. Right? They're the ones who are like, oh, I shouldn't have asked that question if you had a question, because that's not at all what we're talking about tonight, yeah, right? And so they'll just go, and now the room is just sideways. So especially if you've done that before the close, bad idea. So what I have done is truly flipped it. I know, again, from listening to the audience, I know the top four or five frequently asked questions, right? So what I've done and do now, and really, really like, it is working well, so it has proven out. I will literally, my final slide has them listed. I literally have the PowerPoint set up that they, you know, I click the button, question one, answer it real quick and authentically, question two. So I answer them, and usually it's something in the lead of like, hey, I get it. You know what? We're going to wrap this thing up. Most of mine are at night, you know, and you got to get home to a babysitter, and I'll literally preempt my close by saying, and you got to stop by, connect with our team, and get your appointment set up and do the action steps I'm going to talk about in just a second. So let me answer these questions that I know the majority of the room has. Spend a minute or two on them each. If you still have questions afterwards, for sure, you know, let everybody else exit. I'll be up here. Come up, ask them. We have the rest of our doc team usually joins us, and they'll be there too. So I answer the questions, then do the close.
Got it. So you're hanging around to answer those ones that people won't want to shut up. They can do that in private, in person, once everyone else is booked in for their kid to get checked.
And there's always one. You're not getting out of that. If you wrap up at 9, you're not going home at 9:15. There's always,
There's always someone whose uncle's been to a chiropractor and they want to just go on about it, don't they? Back in 1962.
Yeah. What do you think about camel's milk and goat's milk? I'm like, well, if you put a camel and a goat together, I feel like that milk would be really great.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Answer the questions you don't want to answer. So now you mentioned, okay, so you have your other docs there, you've got your team. So I'm assuming you're now going to close. And is that a throw to the back? We've got some appointment times open. How do you throw to the actual face down part?
You got it. Yeah. When folks come to a workshop that we put on, and we were joking about this before we turned on, I just got back from Disney World, right? And so we'll use some Disney World effect here. There is no, not if they do a good job anyways, right? There is no kids, family, sort of amusement park, ride, museum you can go into and experience without walking out through the gift shop, right? It's literally logistically, strategically placed. So I'm telling you, this is how detailed we are. We love the restaurant we're in, and actually, you know, people always ask that question. Hey, do you do them in your office or do you do them out at a workshop? This is part of the experience, which is huge for this part, right? To want them to convert and sign up and get that impact. The restaurant we use, literally the back private room where this happens, you can only get in and out through another room. So that is where our table is set up. So that's where they're welcomed upon intake. hi, let me check you in. Let me give you the folder. Let me give you this intake form we want you to ask. And we take them in, and the team, you know, tours to your CAs are there. Give them the tour, welcome them, let them know what to expect. Well, they got to come back out that room to get there. And we'll have the same. I've literally just, our new clinic opens in a month, you know, 5,000 square feet. We built that to the community room is just this gorgeous big. I did my talks in my office the first few years. I designed it that way. And then we ran out of room and had the money for restaurants and everything. So they have to leave through that. So yes, there's a little form in there. So while I'm doing the close, I am holding the actual form that they need to fill out in my hand that says, this is the only action step you need to worry about tonight. So I kind of set it up like, oh, is he going to give us 77 action steps? Yeah. I better get my pen and paper ready, right? And then it's, now there's one. You need to get an insight man and brother man. You're the delivery man over there. It's all about getting scanned. It's not about getting started. It's not about the 6-month commitment. It's not about the $5,000 commitment. We don't shy from that either. I don't hide any of the realities of what they're going after, but we also don't expand upon it to freak them out. It is all about an offer that says, just worry about first base. Just fill this piece of paper out with your name, your child's name, the little bit of their information and your preferred time, and walk back to the, you know, as they're on the way out, the entire team is loaded up, 3 laptops ready to go. We open our schedule. We clear it for the next week or two just for these appointments so we can connect and really go through everything with your family and your child. They are set and ready to go. Fill this out. They'll book your appointment and take payment tonight. Of course, we give them an offer, right? We lower the barrier a little bit on the cost of it. And they can't leave without doing that. The ones that have to, last thought I'd have on that, the ones that, you know, maybe I told a few too many stories and we're at like, you know, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. And the babysitter's texted. Sometimes I'm a little, if I've been hanging out with my mom, who tells a lot of stories, then it kind of sticks to me. And so if we're late and they've got a, you know, they'll hand in the form and say, hey, call me tomorrow and I'll book it. But no, we never don't book 100% or more of the room. Because usually families have, you know, a couple of kids. And so they're all getting booked. And some families just book the whole family right on the spot.
Yeah, I guess some of them actually wanted Tony Pansy, not Tony Rose or Tony Eagle, but and they left. But that's okay. We're not all for everyone, so that's fine. That's fine.
Turns out they did. Wish I'd have known that right away, right? Yeah.
So with that, I just want to double tap on that. So the offering that you are offering, the action step is to fill this out and make a time. But can you just double tap on the offering? The offering is a check. It's a scan. In your case, it's a thermal scan. And I'm assuming, is there a case history do you take? Like, what's the actual offering?
Yep. And again, I think, you know, the part you asked before is crucial, how these blend together to be super tactical with this. The fact that I answered their question, because the questions are this, you know, how long, what to expect, you know, what is the scan, what is care, what does it look like, right? Can you describe it? And then it's how long does it take, you know, what kind of results do you expect and how long, how much is always the, you know, the question on it. And those are the main ones. So I've already, again, I used to also kind of hide from this, but it's a perfect, again, I don't always have the right word, just more the meaning of them, but it's a perfect, like, put it all the way out there and then perfectly reel it back in. Yeah. I let them know, especially for these kids, right? The practice we have, and we don't pansy our care plans because we care plan by scans, not symptoms. And so our plans are 6, 7, 8 months, and that people can figure out that that's not going to be the cheapest thing in the world. But then immediately after that, when we go to the offer, now I intentionally back away from that. And I go, so that's, yes, what you can expect if this ends up being the full right thing for you and your family to do. And at the same time, right now, this week, I don't want you to worry one bit about that. All you got to do is cover these first 2 appointments. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get you in the office and we're going to go through a very personalized, individualized perfect storm case history. You heard the generalities with some individualization tonight. We're going to go into vivid detail about your child's case history, their struggles, and most importantly, your goals for them, what you want to see happen for them, not us, but you. Then that takes, you know, 15, 20 minutes, sometimes 30 if it's longer. And the second thing we're going to do on that first visit is we're going to do our scans. We're literally, and I've just, when I close, it's 4 or 5 testimonials of scans, right? So the stories at the end are scans. So I'm selling the scan more than anything, truthfully, right? The potential, the hope, the answers, and then the scans being the action point to get to that. So it's all about getting to the scan. So then it's, you know, hey, those take 10 to 15 minutes. They're completely safe. There's no information going in. There's just sensory readings coming out. And then once we have that information from the conversation we have with you and the connection, and then from the technology and the scans, now our doctor team needs about 24 to 48 hours. We all go through that with a fine tooth comb. We'll bring you back a day or two later. We'll sit down in what we call a report of findings, and we will show you again in vivid detail everything we found, explain everything it means. And at that point, we will give you your child's customized, individualized care plan, let you know how long it's going to take, what to expect, and then the team will come in after that appointment and tell you how much it's going to cost. Normally, if somebody for our practice, if somebody calls in, you know, from the Google, you know, we used to be the phone book, right? If they're coming in, we don't know from Adam, you know, and they just say, hey, I've got a kiddo and I'm looking for this, it's $200. Tonight, for sitting through and listening to all of my stories and all of the science and all of the bad jokes, you know, save you some money from the emotional. I always, you know, it's me. I'm making jokes. And so it's $100. So we close ours down for $100. My last story that pops in my head on that, couple years ago, we got a little fancy, Tony. And I thought that I could just, you know, the emotional connection and the information and our experience and everything in our brand new community was good enough. So I didn't lower the barrier at all financially. I just gave them the listed price at the end of the workshop. It was the same workshop I always had. I had 50 people, or it was like 35, 40 in the room that time, which usually means, you know, 25, 30, 35 appointments. And there was 3 that night. So it literally does nothing else, you know, all other variables controlled, but there's something about consumer immediate action. No, but did others of them filter in later on? For sure. But I'm talking about immediate action of signing up that night. Don't make it dirt cheap. You don't have to give it away for free or anything. But, you know, you got to just incentivize it at least a touch to get them to take that immediate. And that's lesson learned from trying not to one time.
There you go. Take that, folks, and learn from the master. And so, Tone, on that you mentioned, so are you looking at around sort of 80% conversion from those in the room to make appointments? And then from those 80%, what percentage would then go on to a care plan?
Yeah, no, we run, you know, our number, which makes it easy for my brain to remember, it's like 85 across the board. So we have, you know, we have 85% conversion. And, you know, in the perfect storm, usually got, this has been the trend, especially lately, it's mom and dad. We've really changed our marketing message in an effective way to get dad to come along. You know, we just, again, tell the truth. Like, hey, we know that a lot of times dad just sits to the sidelines until it's time to make the decision at the report of findings. And I'm a dad, so I can get away with this. That's a pansy move. You know, just get there that night. I will give you burgers and beer and just listen to me for an hour. So we've worked that in. And so we have about 85% conversion. A lot of times with the perfect storm, they'll bring, because these people are very connected in their life, they'll bring a teacher or an occupational therapist or a physical therapist or someone. A lot of times one child will have 2, 3, 4 people connected to them. Mm-hmm. But then that gets offset as far as numbers in the room to numbers of appointment. A lot of families will have more than one kid who's struggling too, you know, or that they want to get scanned and checked. So we have about 85%. And then our conversions from the perfect storm to day 2 into care. And again, let me just, docs, don't miss this. This isn't insurance paying for some of it and it's 12 visits and we'll see how it goes, care plans. These are legit. You know, perfect storm, especially our 4,000, 5,000, 5, 6 plus month care plans. And we have conversions about 87 to 90% plus on those, especially if they come into the perfect storm and we're pre-educated emotionally and information wise. Day 2 is a formality. The 10% who don't, it's a real true financial hurdle. You know, it's it's not a BS line we're getting. They just, you know, we need to figure out a hardship plan or something for them.
Folks listening here, you know, Angus and I often talk about the fact that your marketing should be, it's all about getting people to know, like, and trust you. And I don't know that there's a better way than delivering it the way that you do, Tony, for people to know, like, and trust you and what you're about. There's no there's no hidden agenda. There's no secrets. They're all making informed choices about the betterment of their child. And, you know, I think you just deliver it in such a beautiful way that people can get the care that they're desperately seeking for. You know, these people are out there, and it doesn't matter what your niche is. There are people out there with a problem. They want a solution, but you know what? A lot of the time they don't know that you're a solution. And so we need to be getting content out there. And this is such a great way to do it, using social media to build people into a workshop setting to deliver a message to then get them face down. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. Tony, I know that you've got the Perfect Storm as a package. Where do people go to find out more about the actual workshop, the runnings? I know you do coaching on it. You can teach every single aspect of this. Where do they go?
Yeah, definitely. They go to two URLs to the same place, either www.epicpediatrics.com, or you can go to myepicpractice.com/PEDS. It'll get you there to the same place. And I really like to always just share the second one, because what's so unique about that is the reason we switch our URL, Epic is all about the my in that. So even like we have hundreds of doctors who are now licensed, trained, doing the Perfect Storm. And that's how it works. Just it's really simple. Don't overthink it. The Perfect Storm is not sold as a separate workshop that any Joe Blow chiropractor can do, because it's a different delivery of not only the conversation, but the care. So it's for trained Epic docs only, and it's really the icing. I mean, it's sold within instead of separate is probably the best way to say that. And the my part is crucial, though, because while we have hundreds of chiropractors who do the Perfect Storm, who do kick the sick, and that's always the one we use for example, we have multiple workshops in our, you know, marketing web that we do. And the fact is with Epic, we allow everybody to customize and tailor that to themselves. Same title, same PowerPoint, same Facebook ads that can all be there and you can get. But the key is the authentic personalization from that doc, because, you know, how I deliver it does come with the crazy ass stories and the tangents and the jokes that my wife would be like, you didn't? Ah, you did. And then 5 minutes later, it's like, you didn't? Yeah, he did. He said that one again. You know, that's probably not good for most people. So the structure is all there. But yeah, that's what we want to do. And we're getting close. And then we went all over the world. My vision is to have thousands. We're going to tip over 1,000 not too long from now. But 1,000 Perfect Storm pediatric, Epic pediatric chiropractors who are out there taking this full run. They're all over social media on their own in their practices, plus together through our National Wellness Foundation efforts. And then they're knowing how to open, they're knowing how to close, they're knowing how to make impact. And the conversion stays all the way through, because the last thing I just got to work in here, because it's how you do it. If you really want to make lasting impact and lifetime value for your practice and for them, I close wellness care at the Perfect Storm workshop. Like you said just a minute ago, they're already in front of me. There's never going to be a time they love me more. It's first day and it's going well, right? No, so I'm metaphorically putting a ring on it without them knowing I'm doing it. So in those frequently asked questions, the fourth one is, what happens after things are good and we love you and we got all the results that we showed up here for tonight? What do we do? I literally sell wellness care for a minute or two at my workshop. So our conversion rates for the practice for Perfect Storm and workshop patients into lifetime wellness care is 97%. It's actually higher than even getting started, because the opening is so solid that every now conversion point later on to start initial care and then to stick with wellness care, they're going all the way back to their first experience, and that seed is already very planted and then has been watered and fertilized and cared for all the way along. So it's just a way to, you know, build a practice that has longevity to it, that has impact to it, and it's just a lot of fun.
A question has just come to mind, Tony, because here's the scenario, folks, for those listening. If you've got an 85% conversion going across each board from those in the room to starting care, 85% of those start a care plan, then 97%?
97, yeah, we've rarely
97% missed. 97% continue with some sort of wellness plan. Do you know what? The only solution to that, folks, is you have to get more doctors in your practice. You cannot serve that many people. And so what a great problem to have. Now, yes. The question is around that tone, because you're the one, let's say you're delivering this workshop, they fall in love with tone, all that. How do you transfer care? Does that happen at the first visit? Because I know that you're not in practice every day. So different doc is going to be there. How does that go? And what can you do to, I guess, transfer that authority that you built up during the workshop?
That's a crucial, and he got into a little bit, your interview with Dr. Mark Postles, right, about the associate-driven workshop and all that component. A lot of, I really loved a lot of that because it's very much a part of my life. And then we really take it to quite a few levels in these things. Yes, this is a great take-home point. At that workshop, it's me, and it's they're trusting me and the content and everything with it. But what I'm selling a million times harder than me is the product. Pediatric freaking chiropractic, specifically in my world, because it matters to me to put this adjective on it and describe her, is epic pediatric and family chiropractic. So the product is what they're buying. The person who may deliver it, and so it's really, we talk about it in the three Ps. It's the product first. You want pediatric chiropractic in your life. You have to have it after what you heard tonight. Then the practice, PWC, we're the best. The practice is the best in the world. And that's five dots. You nailed it. That is my source of stress. Disney, I regrouped and I was like, oh, sweet God, I got to get back and get another doctor. New office, new doctor. Like, it's just a good problem to have. So it's the product of pediatric chiropractic. Then it's the practice of the docs who deliver it together. And that's a big part of our brand, and we sell it and communicate it that way. And then, yes, you can worry about the person. You know, am I involved in your child's care? Absolutely. Am I going to maybe even do your case history? No, not necessarily. Am I going to do your report? Not necessarily. If your child gets 60 adjustments, I might do two of them. And we don't shy away from that. We just very much put that into it. And that you got it. I'm glad you asked that, because if docs get momentum doing everything we've talked about and are succeeding with this and experiencing those things, they're going to need to figure out that puzzle, you know, next as to how to make it not about them, the chiropractor delivering that message. And that's just a whole chiropractic conversation. Too many chiropractic practices really don't have any value to ever be sold because they're just personnel, right? They're not actual product and practice. And so again, that credit goes to Epic and Jackson, Dr. Stamp and our mentors there for helping me make that shift years ago, that the perfect storm was no longer about Tony Ebel and nothing I did. It was about pediatric chiropractic first, then the practice that delivers it. And yes, the chiropractor is an important part of that.
Just simply awesome, Tone. Have loved this chat. I know there's a whole lot more we could get into, but time comes to a close. So guys and gals, jump on epicpediatrics.com or myepicpractice.com/peds, PEDS, and that will get you through to the offering that Tony has, and I guess to join the community of other epic pediatric docs across the world. So Tony, always love connecting with you, and always a blast. But what I also love is that it's action orientated, and I'm hoping that as you've been listening to this, folks, that you've got lots of things that you can upskill on, get better, and that's given you a big taste of what you should be doing to deliver the information that your community so desperately, desperately needs. I'll also ask those listeners to jump on iTunes, subscribe, share the podcast. If you find an episode, if you love this one, share it. Share it on our social channels. Flick it around and let other people know about the Marketing Your Practice podcast. And I just give a little plug for our community influencer membership site. You can find out more at adiomedia.com/CI and find out more about the community that we've got running for health professionals as well. Tone, have an awesome night, mate. I know it's getting late in your world, and we'll catch up next time.
Yes, we will, man. We will be at this again, because the impact that we get to make together is worth it, and I will double down on that. But if you are not soaking up every minute Marketing Your Practice podcast, reading every ADIO email and Instagram post, I got to doing a good job at this point, because I've read as many books and take as many podcasts and videos in as I can. This is not a single bit of fluff. It's true as freaking can be. yours is at the top of my list. I cannot wait till every freaking podcast comes out. The day it does, it's in my ears and in my car, and it has helped me tremendously. And like we were joking about before, I'm giving it, let's stick with percentages. That's like 97% you, Tony, and then 3% Angus, maybe. Yeah. You know, probably being using a little chiro math.
It's just on show up value, really, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like it's really about the pink polo shirt he likes to wear, I think is what it is. He's your visual. That's what it's there for, right?
That'll be in the highlights reel for sure. We'll put that plug in, 97% Tone and 3% Angus.
Yep.
Right at you, buddy. Well, we look forward to catching up next time where it's maybe 50-50.
Do it. Talk soon, brother.
See you, man.
It is.